I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Humanitarian groups warn that North Korea is facing another food crisis similar to the one that devastated the country one decade ago. That famine may have killed millions of people. An editorial in North Korea's biggest newspaper, the mouthpiece of its communist leadership, underlines the problem. It says there is no more urgent and important task than solving the food problems of our people. Experts say there are several reasons for the shortage, but Pyongyang's now uneasy relationship with South Korea might be compounding the danger. From Seoul, Jason Strother has the story.
Kim Jong-il drags his finger along a map of North Korea, explaining how he and his family of five defected back in 1996. This 30-year-old refugee says because of the famine, his parents had no other choice but to flee. Our country was so poor, and we had nothing to eat, Kim says. Friends in my hometown were dying of starvation. My father used to work as a lumberjack in Russia, so he knew life in the outside world would be better. That's why he took us to China. After a half decade hiding in China, Kim and his family finally made it to South Korea. Aid groups are warning that a similar food shortage, like the one that caused Kim and tens of thousands of other North Koreans to escape, may be happening again. Erica Kang is with the NGO Good Friends. She says, according to sources inside North Korea, the same symptoms of the famine of the 1990s are appearing again.
In February, people actually said that they ate all the seeds, so they can't exactly have anything to actually sow.
And that means come this summer, there will be nothing to harvest. Pyongyang boasted of a food surplus just a few years ago, but Kang says due to severe floods last August and North Korea's nuclear test in 2006, which ended up scaring away donors, those stocks have vanished. The global food crisis is also taking its toll. China, who provides for much of North Korea's needs, has reduced shipments and raised prices on rice and other grains this year. North Korea also lost its other trusted donor, South Korea. The conservative Lee Myung-bak administration wants Pyongyang to formally ask for food aid, something it never had to do during the previous two liberal presidencies. Daniel Pinkston of the International Crisis Group in Seoul says that President Lee is playing politics with food.
The new South Korean government wants to change the nature of the dialogue and nature of the relationship between the two Koreas. They're looking for more reciprocity from North Korea.
While Seoul is balking at handing out humanitarian assistance, Washington offered to deliver 500,000 tons of rice to North Korea. Where the U.S. is going to find that in today's tight market is not clear. But defector Kim Jong-il says that he agrees with Lee Myung-bak's policy and that South Korea and the U.S. should not be sending mixed signals. They need to work more closely together on this, Kim says. His bottom line is either both countries give aid at the same time or not give any at all. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul, South Korea.